Mike, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing all right. I know you play on the defensive side of the ball, but how different is life now in the change of a quarterback?
Well, I mean, for us, I think we've gotten over the fact that, you know, Tom's not going to be out there. I mean, we've been practicing. You know, and to be honest with you, it reflected in training camp when Tom wasn't out there. And I think when early on, it was noticeable when Tom practiced and when he didn't practice. But now it's different. You know, I mean, Matt's taking a leadership role. He's taking command of the offense, and you hear his voice more. So I think he understands that, you know, he's the quarterback. He's got to be the leader over there, and he's got to lead this team.
You in the windy area or whatever, it sounds like Hurricane Ike is going through your phone right there. You just cover it up just a little bit.
Mike, you mentioned practice. Did you notice anything this week as far as attention to detail, if any? People, you know, the word focus has been thrown around a lot. Did that increase, or are you guys just, you know, same old Patriots day to day?
Well, I mean, really, I'd like to think that I try to focus and I try to prepare each week that I go out there. It really doesn't change. I mean, we got to go out there and we got to stop him. We got to rush the quarterback. We got to get off on third down. We got to try to stop Thomas Jones and Washington in the running game. So, you know, I think for us defensively, it's just, you know, take care of what we're supposed to take care of, and you know, try to create turnovers and all those good things, and then let the offense go out and we'll see what happens after we take care of our job.
Mike, did Coach Belichick address the team specifically about what he expects or needs to be done?
Well, Bill does that every week. I mean, Bill, yeah.
Bill, I mean, with reference
Bill addresses the team and tells us what he expects every week, and you know, that's part of weekly meetings and game plan and everything else we do. So, you know, Bill tries to tell us how to play the game or what the proper way to play or how we need to play to win. Each week.
How unique is it when you're going up against a quarterback like Brett Favre? Not that he's a great quarterback, we understand all of that, but that he improvises so much, Mike, that the certain things that you probably work on, certain plays, certain tendencies that you pick up on, suddenly he's doing something totally different and making it up on the run.
Well, I think you do. There's a few challenges with Brett, and one is just the supreme confidence in his game and playing quarterback. And you go out there and you have to stop the regular plays, the design plays, and then also you have to stay awake and try to stop the plays that Brett says, I don't care, I don't give a damn, I'm going to make a play, and this is what's going to happen. And so sometimes he's making a play for them, and if you're awake, you can. Sometimes he's making a play for you.
Are those plays evident, Mike, when you turn on that Miami tape and you say, there's that one shot right there. This is where we got to be on our game because we could take advantage of some of the things where he may get into trouble.
I mean, I think that you see him. I mean, whether it's – I mean, Scott, you see it and look at the ball security when he's out of the pocket or when there's pressure. I mean, it's tough to have ball security when you're trying to throw the ball 50 yards downfield in a blitz. So – he's going to try to do that, and he's done it for 18 years, and he's going to continue to do it. And he's made plays with it, and it's our job to be focused and on where the ball is and who he's trying to go to, and then even so, you know, pumping and coming back and going to somebody else.
Mike, they revamped their offensive line in the off season. Noticeable difference from the film that you've seen?
Well, I mean, they're different. I mean, they've added, you know, they certainly went out and spent, you know, quite a bit of money in the off season. You know, Damian Woody's playing right tackle. Fanica's, you know, always been a mainstay over there at left guard. So they must have thought that Mangold and Ferguson and Moore did a good enough job to stick around, and they added those other two guys. So after one game, it's kind of tough to tell. Mm-hmm. But that's the line. And you know, the tight ends are real active. You know, Bubba Franks and Baker, and then obviously with the new kid Keller, who can run and is a Winslow type player athlete. They give you a lot of problems.
Hey, one thing that surprised me last week is that Jerod Mayo played every single snap on defense. Did that surprise you?
No, not really. I don't know. I mean,
well, the fact that he's a rookie.
I don't know how many. I mean, in this day and age, how many guys can you draft with a 10th pick to wait a couple years to play?
True.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, and again, I there's not a history here of rookies coming in at that position and really playing a lot right off the bat.
Here or anywhere?
Here.
Yeah.
Well, Seymour played.
Usually.
I mean, you just look at the high draft picks. I mean, you know, yeah. You got to play them. I mean, they're part of your team. I mean, you only have so many guys you can put out there.
No, I think I was specifically talking about the linebacker spot, and then maybe, you know.
Well, we've never drafted a linebacker with a 10th pick.
Absolutely.
I mean, they usually get guys like you that have proven they can play in the league.
And they bring them in.
And then bring them in.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if we've had veterans. I mean, we've had a veteran group. I mean, you think of Roman Pfeiffer. I mean, think how much he played. I mean, sure. That's him. You know, Vice played every single snap since day one, since the day he got here. I mean, you talk about a professional and a guy that if was here would be able to be a great mentor for Gerard Mayo would be Roman Pfeiffer. I mean, just an ultimate professional and played every single snap from the second he got here.
You know, going off of what you said, and I think you're right, they brought in, Patriots that is, have brought in veterans to play that linebacker spot, including Junior last year on a regular basis, but they have shied away from drafting linebackers high in the first round. That's probably the reason that we haven't seen somebody play every single, you know, snap in the right out of the gate in the first game.
You know, I think that normally, traditionally, you know, it's something that, you know, there's a learning curve and there's a process. You know, Gerard is, for all his talents on the football field, I mean, he's got a great mind. His attitude is unbelievable. He wants to learn. He wants to wants to do the right thing, and he wants to be a great football player for this team. So I would say that his attitude has been above and beyond his athletic ability.
Was it a good week of practice for you guys?
It was. I mean, we've had a good week, and hopefully it carries over to the game. I mean, you know, Steve, you remember you've had crappy weeks of practice and gone out and played well.
Yep.
Now you've gone at bad weeks of practice and gone out and, you know, and just thrown up a goose egg. Mm-hmm. But you have confidence coming from practice going into the game. Now you got to go out there and it's got to carry over and you've got to, you know, make plays and you've got to make the right calls and you've got to make the right adjustments and you've got to, you know, play the way that, you know, you practiced all week. You know, I mean, you put a plan in and you practice it and against this look, this is what we're going to do and, you know, anticipate different things. And then if you go out in the game and don't do that, you know, then you're pretty disappointed because then you just wasted a whole week.
Hey, Mike, what's the process here going with, you know, the helmets and the communication system with the defense? Here's your first real test on the road, hostile environment. How much do you think you guys might rely with on that system?
I would imagine. I mean, we're going to use it. I mean, we've always used it, and we've used it at the beginning. And so, you know, I would imagine that we're going to try to use it going forward.
How long does it? We were discussing this in the first hour about how long it takes for a team to be able to create its identity. And, you know, Scott was mentioning the fact that, you know, you didn't have a lot of the guys together during the preseason. Does it take a while before you guys are able to establish that identity, even when you're only adding or subtracting a few players on each side of the ball?
I would say that it would take longer than a week, if that's what you're asking. I mean, I think that, you know, you look at it and even the Patriots, I mean, I think every year we've always done something new, different, always, you know, tried to have different guys in there and there's change. Every year has been different, and I think we've always tried to establish that from the get-go and, you know, just work as a team and try to come in here and, you know, learn each other and figure out how everybody plays. And, you know, so there's a lot of that goes into, you know, building an identity, something that you can hang your head on.
Do you believe that the fact that you've got so many seasoned veterans on this team, guys that have won before, that it's a little bit easier with this team on trying to move on to what happened last Sunday early in the season and being able to go out there and put it all together?
Well, I mean, I think that there's different guys that have been on different teams and have different things happen. different experiences that, you know, you kind of try to do it individually, and you know, you're always going to feel bad for Tom and seeing what he put into, you know, his game and try to make this team better and what he's done for this franchise and this team and these players. You know, so I think some of that you deal with individually, but, I mean, collectively as a team, I think we all understand the goal and how, you know, each week you have to prepare and you go out and you try to win a game in the NFL and then, you know, you do it again. And then it's a long season and we're just getting started.
Mike, how important is it for you, for the linebacker group? You guys are all at your natural positions now. That it seems like in years past you've, you in particular and some other guys have jumped around to fill in the holes. It looked pretty comfortable for the linebackers out there on Monday. How does it feel? I mean, on Sunday.
Well, I mean, I think there's things that, you know, you always could play better. But, you know, I think that, you know, and then things could change. I mean, who knows? You know, this is 1 week where, you know, AD are playing outside and Teddy and Gerard are inside. So certainly you look at Teddy and Gerard and those two guys that, you know, if they're healthy and everything's, you know, going well, they'll be in there because that's their natural spot. But, you know, it's a long season. You never know what could happen. I mean, we've got a lot of guys play different positions.
I know you've talked about Gerard. Talk about the perimeter guys. You got some young corners out there. Were they a little wide-eyed last week? And, you know, how are you going to handle those guys here going on the road? How much can you guys as veterans help those guys, including guys like Rodney back there?
Well, I mean, I think the secondary, they have their thing going. I think Rodney really leads those guys and tries to, you know, mentor those guys. And, you know, really, whatever corner's in the game, you know, I work with Lewis and I work with Delpha and, you know, Wheatley. So you just have to, you know, who's in the game and how they play certain routes. And if you're dropping to help them, letting them know where you're going to be so, you know, they can play off of you. So it's just communication with regardless of who's really in there. I mean, play was not for so many years, the 3 or 4 years, you kind of don't have to. You can miss a play of communication and still be okay. But now when there's new faces, you just have to make sure that you communicate and everybody's talking and everybody's on the same page.
Well, certainly they all looked like they were on the same page with that last stand where you've got first and goal from the 5 and you stop them on 4 downs, actually 5 when you called the timeout, so and ended up having to do it for 5 downs. That was a pretty impressive stop to close out that game.
Well, I think something that, you know, maybe we can hopefully hang our hat on here later on in the season if we ever need it. That's not what you want to do, you know, on opening day is be down there on the 5-yard line with 4 downs to stop. But if that's what the situation calls for, we line up and we play. And, you know, new guy coming in, Delph O'Neill, made a great play. And, you know, just that's we're going to need a lot of that. We're going to need a lot of that type of play from everybody, you know, all season.
All right, Mike, good luck on Sunday down there in Jersey. We'll talk to you back here next Friday. Have a good one.
Okay, guys, thanks.
See you, Mike.
Got it, Mike.
Mike Vrabel, one of our Friday regulars here on Patriots Friday.